Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview different leaders to help inspire you to live your happiest life. I'm really excited about today's guest. I met him through Twitter, actually. I was posting on there. I was commenting on another connection that is kind of the secondhand man that does the direct 24/7 kind of social media marketing for Gary Vaynerchuk. And his name is David. He goes by D-Rock, D-Rock NYC, I believe is his handle on Twitter. And he always is posting about building community. Like, how can I support you? What do you need right now? And he had posted on his Twitter that some of his community members needed to get on to podcasts. And who's looking for some guests? And I said, absolutely, because they've helped me connect to other people. And I love the content that they do. So I said, absolutely. And so that's how I connected with Paul Guarino. And he is a sports talent management and marketing professional. He's got a really cool story. He's going to talk about, you know, how he was able to overcome some challenges and really live a life that he's excited about. And I hope that you learned some nuggets. I know I learned a lot just interviewing him. So if you do enjoy this episode, if you wouldn't mind going straight to iTunes, giving it a review, that'll help let him know that we enjoyed him on the show, and to follow up with him for a 2.0 version. And also, it helps to boost our views on iTunes. I don't know exactly how it works, but I do know the more reviews you get, the more ears are tuning into the show, and it can help make a larger impact globally on happiness and mental health specifically. So thanks so much. Have a listen, and make sure to tune in at the end for the fun contest. Check it out.
So thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's funny, actually. I'm about to tweet it out later, actually, and then be like, D-Rock's like my PR guy now.
So cool. So for those that, you know, aren't connected to you, haven't heard your story, what are you about? What are you really excited about? What got you started where you're at? And I guess, like, what are you excited about in your future?
Yeah, for sure. So I created my own company, PG Sports, back when I was 19, 28 now. Mm-hmm. So I was going into my sophomore year of college. I always wanted to be a sports agent. So I wanted to just have something like after college. Mm-hmm. And it was just originally just tweeting about sports. And then I came out with apparel just to promote the Twitter. And people liked it. So I pretty much became an apparel brand. And then I was doing influencer marketing. Before influencer marketing was a thing.
Wow.
And yeah, I was just like sending it to a bunch of athletes, DMing them and tweeting them and annoying them to get them to wear it. And yeah, then they would just, you know, send me a picture or they would tweet it out.
Uh-huh.
And be pretty cool. And then from there, I started working with more athletes and like sponsoring them just by like giving them merchandise. And then I realized like I was doing stuff like this and getting them interviews and stuff like that. And then I realized that could be like a job, and now I'm doing like more sports marketing.
That's dope. So you're kind of like the Damon John of the sports arena. Like,
all right.
Wear my stuff. Tweet it out. That's so dope though.
Yeah. He was actually taking the one, I probably should have did too, just the one t-shirt. And then
the one.
I mean, I was giving out t-shirts, so I mean, I could have did that too.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. So one of the pillars of Move Happy is about, you know, keeping a positive mindset. I can imagine, you know, starting your own brand, starting your own business, that there was a lot of hiccups and whatnot. So what are some strategies you've learned along your journey in keeping a positive mindset for those that might be listening that are entrepreneurs themselves or interested in getting into the field that you're in?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always going to be hiccups regardless of how many years of experience you have or anything. So, I mean, I would say, I mean, one of my mottos is consistency is key, because just like when you do stuff consistently, people see it and that creates traction to you. So I think, I think just that is one, and just not giving up on yourself either is just another year. Obviously, I mean, just like I said, like the same thing with hiccups, like you're always gonna have good days and bad days. Like you just have to keep on doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you really bring a good point too. It doesn't matter how many years of experience you have in anything. There's always going to be good days and bad days. So just focusing on keeping it moving. That's great. Second pillar of Move Happy is about building community. You touched on that a lot with what you did starting your business, reaching out, social media, whatnot. Any other strategies or tips for those that are maybe wanting to get connected or build communities that you've learned?
Yeah, I'd say don't get discouraged when people don't answer, because there's like a million people or millions of people on social media, so you can just keep on DMing. I know Instagram has like a limit to, I don't know how many people you could DM per hour, but yeah, like I DM'd this past I guess winter, you would say. Can't remember the seasons right now because, you know,
COVID. Yeah.
But I wanted to work with an NBA player, and I DM'd like every single NBA player in the league.
That's dope.
It took me like a couple of weeks, but yeah.
That's awesome. And that's like speaking to the relentlessness too. And did you build any like little meetup groups or like did anything happen from that that you like to share? Or is this like?
I mean, I connected with some of them. Most of them are the D League players. Like I guess you'd say like the minor league one. But that was cool too, because you never know, because I like working with people when they're on the rise, because then it's more rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. And then once they hit it to the big leagues, then you're like, I was with them way before.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So the third pillar of Move Happy is about movement, keeping things moving for our happiness level. Started as a program. I was working in a psych hospital with my patients, and we had like limited budget, limited space. So we had to really be creative with how we moved our bodies and whatnot. So with that in mind, what are some of your favorite like sports or physical activities that you like to do that maybe don't cost a lot?
I mean, I like to watch sports, but I actually don't watch sports as much as I used to. I mean, I'm on social media and just like my computer. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had cable either for like 4 years, so.
Good for you.
But I think that's like the new thing too. So I don't know. Like I don't even watch that much Netflix. I can't even like, sometimes I can't even watch a movie.
Yeah.
I have to be like doing something like business productive wise.
So you're like focused on the business right now. Hustling.
Yeah.
Good for you. So what's something that you're like really excited about in your business? Maybe you got like a new offering or like something that, if people want to work with you, what's something you want to share?
I mean, I'm just excited to, just branch out to new clients. Actually, I just tweeted out like yesterday, I was like, I want to work with like a golfer or like a tennis player.
Yeah.
And then it was ironic, 'cause then this lady that I know that's like a strength and conditioning coach, like hit me up on Instagram today, and she doesn't even have Twitter. And she was like, yo, I'm working with this tennis player. Like, would you be interested in working with him? And I was like, this is like nuts. Like, I was like, yeah, check out this tweet.
That's
this tweet.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was crazy. I just like getting into different businesses. Like people asked me, actually somebody asked me the other day, would you work with like an esports gamer? And I'm like, yeah, like everything's like pretty similar. Like even like, I want to work with like musicians and stuff, to like artists too. So not just sports though.
Very cool. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. If people want to connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Probably social media. Just at PGS Words or at PCG7.
Awesome. And last but not least, always like to close it out with a silly question. Always random, always surprised, just to help the audience get to know you on a personal level. So, okay, it's crazy COVID times. We've all been stuck indoors as you know, I'm sure you've experienced in your side of the world. So with that in mind, if you can't go out to a restaurant, what's your go-to make your own meal at home?
Make my own meal?
Like dinner or I don't know if you're a breakfast person.
yeah, I'm not. I don't eat breakfast, actually.
I knew that somehow.
Actually not a breakfast guy. I mean, I've been ordering a lot of takeout, but I mean, probably just like some basic, like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Just like a cold cut sandwich.
Yeah. Cool. I like it. Awesome. Well, this has been great. Thanks so much for taking the time today to be on the show. Everybody needs to follow you on Twitter for sure and Instagram. And any last words?
No, I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to the release.
Yeah.
So that's a wrap, everybody. Thanks so much again for tuning in and listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I hope you learned something today. I hope that you can apply it to your life specifically and help empower yourself or those around you to live a life that you're happy with by choosing positive mindset, building community, and practicing regular fitness on a daily, if not at least 5 days a week, or maybe once a week, depending on where you're starting from. Get out and get moving. For those that have been supporting the show since we started, we're doing a fun contest to help us get more listeners and also to really spread the message and the brand and the purpose of Move Happy. So those of you that know, I love to sing, and musicians usually tend to hang out with other musicians. So we're doing this fun VIP concert and still in the kind of getting connected stage with it. I do have confirmation on a few musicians that have already said yes to being a part of it, and we just want to give back, give value to you, especially those that are sharing the content on their social media, tagging us in posts, showing others how you're spreading good news, spreading positivity, and helping to spread awareness for our brand through our reviews on iTunes, and literally sharing content or sharing a story of how you did something kind for a friend, a family member, a coworker. We really want to spread positivity, because it takes, Les Brown says, it takes 16 positive comments, compliments. It takes 16 to fix one negative comment. So when more of us band together to lift each other up, to support one another, we really can make a difference, but it does take more effort on the positivity side. So if you do want to tag us in social media and be invited or potentially be invited to this private VIP online concert, you can tag us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at The Real Move Happy. On Twitter, we are at Move Happy Team. On LinkedIn, we are at Move Dash Happy, the little tiny dash. And you'll see the purple and gray logo with the R registered circle right above it. Or you can also tag me and my professional business name on there as well. And on Snap, although I haven't been posting too much on there since the COVID shutdown, I typically will post hiking adventures and new places. That one is at The Move Happy. And would love to see how you're spreading positivity and that we're making a positive impact. The more that I hear from you guys sharing the content, it tells me that I should keep going. And so I want to give back to you through this fun concert, because it's going to be fun for me too. And we get to share our gifts with you. So it will be limited seats that we're inviting just because of space. And we also want to make sure that it's a challenge for you, that you have to consistently show up. So where we're at right now, I'm going to check the website for exact downloads. And you can check this as well at themovehappy.podbean.com. And our exact numbers are, 1 second here, 1,800 exactly as I am recording this episode. So once we get to 10,000, that is when we will be hosting the concert. So the more you download, the more you share this podcast, the faster we'll be able to get specific with the date and get that information out to those that are showing up consistently to help spread the news. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week.